August 12th is World Elephant Day. It's estimated there are 500,000 elephants remaining in Africa. That's down from 1.2 million in the 1980s, as poaching continues to take its toll. African Wildlife Foundation's Beatrice Karanja says World Elephant Day is an attempt to save an iconic animal.
What we hope to accomplish is to raise awareness to the plight of the elephants in Africa and the rate at which we're losing them, which is quite phenomenal. Africa lost 35,000 elephants last year, and it is predicted that if we continue on the trajectory that we are on now, we will see no elephants in the wild by 2025.
Speaking from Nairobi, Karanja says raising awareness about the plight of elephants begins at home.
Even here in Kenya, when you talk to general public, they are not aware of the rate at which we are losing them and the rate at which they could be extinct. So we are appealing to Kenyan brothers and sisters and our African brothers and sisters to take more of a cognizant role in calling for drastic changes in policy and legislative that can assure that we don't lose our iconic species.
Poaching is fueled by the demand for ivory, primarily in Asia. It's used in traditional medicine and as a status symbol.
Poaching has become almost militarized in that the poachers are using high-caliber weapons, sophisticated tools for tracking, whether it's GPSs or night vision goggles, etc. So it's a challenge when you've got a ranger who doesn't have that same equipment to fight against the poachers. We need more boots on the ground, and we need stronger legislative policies and laws.
Karanja says the Elephant Awareness Campaign also needs the will and commitment of African governments. Anti-poaching efforts do work. For example, foot and aerial patrols have reduced poaching by 50% in the Lower Zambezi National Park in Zambia. About 2,200 elephants live in the park. And thanks to anti-poaching efforts, the elephant population is reported on the rise in southern Kenya's Amboseli ecosystem. President Obama recently issued an executive order to launch a $10 million anti-poaching initiative. A task force will allocate the money to African countries and help develop a U.S. strategy against wildlife trafficking. Recently, two U.S. states, New York and New Jersey, passed laws banning the sale and purchase of ivory products. On August 9th, at Brookhouse School in Karen, Kenya, a celebration was held in honor of the African elephant. Karanja says it's important to get children involved in efforts to save the animal.
We do want to speak to them because we will be handing the baton of guardianship of the wild lands and of the wildlife to them. So it is important that they get involved early enough and they understand what the issues are.
While August 12th is World Elephant Day, conservationists are also raising awareness about the rhino. In South Africa, home to most of Africa's rhinos, more than 1,000 were killed last year. South Africa plans to evacuate hundreds of rhinos from the Kruger National Park to safer locations. The rhinos have been targets of poachers even within the park's boundaries. Officials say as many as 500 rhinos could be relocated to other parks and communal areas. Neighboring countries may also serve as safe havens. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.